Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
Can I see your ticket, please?
Oh, here.
Oh, back to the city.
Yeah.
Hot this time of year?
Sure.
Did you see any good shows?
I'm not really a theater guy. Did you need something else?
Oh, no. We don't collect you, so make sure you listen for your stop, okay?
Sure. Thanks.
Had one customer last week, rode through 3 full states before she realized she had missed her stop.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if you need anything...
Thanks.
Miss, can I see your ticket, please?
I've tried to keep from making this out to be some sort of personal therapy session or sordid teenage diary. Mostly, I've tried to send you the facts as we recorded them. Just me and Bailey's side of the whole thing. But we're at the part of the story you already know a lot about.
New York is where everything went to shit, obviously. But the news was starting to show that Annika wasn't the only one dealing with this kind of thing, and we had regrettably reached the end of my knowledge and the internet's. Except for a couple of blogs based out of New York.
So we thought, you know, we'd go link up with these guys who sort of seemed to know what they were doing.
Maybe they were just in the right place at the right time.
Maybe their powers were a little less, I guess.
Whatever it was, they were helping people, and we thought they could help us.
You know how that turned out.
What do you think about this one?
Sure.
Sean, you're not even looking. Come on. You're not a little excited?
Of course I'm excited. What kind of question is that?
Then look at it, babe. A giraffe or an elephant? I want to keep it gender neutral. You know, I don't want the kid thinking he can't have a pig because it's pink. Should we get the pig? We should get the pig.
Aren't our friends gonna buy most of this stuff once you tell them?
You don't have friends, Sean. You're grumpy and solitary, and all of the onesies are gonna come from my friends, and all of the cards will be prayers he gets my left lines instead of your scally forehead wrinkles.
Hey!
Didn't anyone ever tell you if you make that face for too long, it'll get stuck like that?
We should get the elephant. And one with the football on it. I saw one of those earlier.
Are you mad?
I'm not mad. Hey, quit it.
Seriously, what's up?
Why haven't you told anyone?
Sean.
No, we're not just sneaking around the office anymore, okay? We have made a baby, Heather. You can't exactly hide that.
That what? I had sex with one of my reporters repeatedly until he put a baby in me? Should I just walk down the hall, scream it out, inform every one of the employees separately? Draft a memo! Put it on the front page of Sunday's paper!
Seriously?
We were having a good time, Sean, and now...
Now? Now what? Are you saying you don't want to do this?
I'm debating animal onesies with myself, Sean. Of course I want to do this! I'm just... This changes pretty much everything. It means you and me are...
Are what?
We're saying we're gonna love each other enough to love another human being. And teach that human being what love is. This whole thing means when you take risky stories and disappear for days at a time, I'm at home with a paper and a baby. What if it changes our career path?
Please, you guys have got to back up. She can't control it.
Tell her to calm the fuck down and rein this shit in.
She can't, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Holy shit, Bailey,
I'm not going to hurt you.
Kim, I don't know.
Max, get a lid on this.
I'm trying, but I can't get through. It's like she's in a glass case or something.
Not looking for the metaphors, Max. Looking for containment.
I'm trying.
A little help would be greatly appreciated, guys.
I gotta do everything my damn self.
Aiden, stop! It's...
Heather! Heather! Heather, where are you? Heather! Heather, baby! Oh, come on, Heather! Heather! Heather, baby, come on! Can you hear me? Hey! You gotta open your eyes, please. Heather, please. Okay. Can anyone... Please, I need help! I need an ambulance, please! Can somebody call an ambulance, please?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. You kind of looked like you were freaking out.
Intern?
Okay, Harrison?
The intern.
You know what? Yeah. Harrison the intern, that's me.
What are you doing on my train?
Okay, you can't really claim ownership of Amtrak, dude. We all paid to be here. It's a publicly traded company, and cool, Deathglare of Doom's back.
You just talk without a filter, don't you? That's incredible.
Jeez, with the insults left and right. I wanted to check on you, but since you're clearly in tip-top shape, I'm just gonna...
Wait! Why are you on this train? You're supposed to be at work. Did you?
Okay, please don't say follow me. It's really dramatic.
Yeah, but you're following...
Yes, okay, but maybe. I kind of followed you a little bit, but I knew you were going to her hometown, and I couldn't get to your office to see exactly where you wanted to go, and I just figured... I just wanted to follow the story, you know? Is anyone sitting over there?
Oh my god!
Oh my god is right, dude.
How many times do I have to tell you not to call me dude? I am in my 30s.
Dude is universal, my dude. Did you find anything good? I couldn't exactly follow you into her house, obviously, but I did find her high school, which was so cool. Did you know she played sports? For like one season, freshman year, but then she just drops out of pretty much every club photo there was more and more rapidly, and then, you know, after New York, she just... completely disappears. Do you want to talk about it?
Hey. Hey, hi. Hi.
Sean? What happened? Why am I... Oh my god.
Oh, hey. The doctors say you're okay. All right, there's not gonna be any permanent damage to you.
Sean, what about this? About our...
Oh, hey, come here. Hey. It's gonna be okay.
Mr. Wilkes, do you want to talk about it?
No.
This episode of Super Ordinary was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Jose Donato as Sean, Eli Barraza as Heather, Mia Kadama as Annika, Lauren Bradley as Bailey, Marissa Tandon as Harrison, Michael Yapugian as Aiden, Alexandra Tandon as Max, Danielle Shamaya as Jen, and David Bradburn as the train conductor. Original music for Super Ordinary is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at SuperOrdPod, and for bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes 2 days early, visit our website at superordinarypod.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.